Time now to look through the window of baseball, and it's a little rainy in New York, but here it's just gorgeous around the Bay Area. We do it for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and we welcome Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle in on Sunday morning. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. How about you?
Good, very good. I don't know if you heard a little bit of Dave Stewart, but I was just thinking about all that he's accomplished in baseball. And, of course, Jackie Robinson started the legacy for him, but Dave Stewart's been in the right place at the right time. He's made a lot of his career.
Oh, yeah, he really has. I'll never forget the day that he joined the A's in 86. It was mid-season, right around when they got Tony La Russa as well. And it changed everything. You know, Stewart had a little bit of a checkered career, but he did win a ring with the Dodgers, and everybody knew he had good stuff. But nobody really had any idea that this guy was going to come in and be the most dominating, intimidating pitcher in the big leagues, and a guy who could stare down Roger Clemens just time and again in huge games. And, you know, in the A's in the World Series in 89, and now he's basically running a club. So he really has a terrific career for him, and he's a great guy, well-deserved.
Yeah, it was interesting, the question I said, do you get a bigger thrill out of signing someone for $206 or getting money for your client at $165? And I think it was a little bit of both, really.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. Not too long ago, he said that, you know, when the club was struggling, and they still are, that they really don't have the financial means to make a big splash. I'm not sure what his time frame was, but it may be carrying into through this coming winter in the free agent market. But they've had some troubles. They're 1-4 against the Rockies now. They're not winning at home. It's sort of like the entire division, though. I mean, somebody's not hardly running away with it. Everybody's like got a sub 500 record, and so we'll see how that sorts out. But you know, he and Tony built a club that's very representative and will contend, and that's a big step up for Arizona.
Yeah, you know, let's talk a little bit about the West since it's gone now for April. April's over with, 5 more months to go. It's amazing how quickly it went. But look at the home records. Dodgers 4-8 at home, Giants 8-6, Colorado 4-8 in Colorado. How about that? Arizona 5-11 at home, and San Diego 4-8 at home. How about that?
Yeah, I think the Dodgers have lost 6 straight at home now.
Yeah, yeah, they got swept by the Marlins for 4, and they lost 2 to the Padres.
Yeah, it's not like they're losing to the Nationals and the Cubs. I mean, they've got reason for concern. I think Puig's something like 5-34. He's getting a break, a mental break, as Dave Roberts put it, to ease his mind. You know, the rotation problems that they have, and the bullpen's not too good. And they're not hitting for power, so it's just one of those spells. You know, the Giants are in a little bit of a rut too, but these teams are all going to heat up. And the great thing to me is that it looks clearly to me like it's going to be a 3-team race all the way, which is, you know, ideal.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about Puig, Bruce Jenkins with us, and I was going to say an over under on home runs for him. I'll set the over under at 12.
Yeah, that's pretty severe. I'll go 18.
All right. Well, we'll see who gets closer on this one, Bruce.
Yeah.
The league has figured this guy out. I'm telling you, it's not so simple for him to hit. It really isn't.
Well, no. I mean, you know, it's just the old story. The low and away curveball. Is he going to lay off it or not? Some guys never get over that. I remember Matt Williams had a terrible problem with that. And he made an adjustment. You remember how he used to chew on his left shoulder just before the pitch would come in to kind of tell himself to stay inside, stay tight, don't go for that low and away pitch? And he really did improve himself quite a bit. We'll see if Puig can do that. He's certainly got the talent, but he's in a kind of a bad place right now. And it comes coincidentally with he's been very good in terms of his behavior, his demeanor, getting the park on time, engaging his teammates more. I read a piece about how he's improved in that regard. But if he's not playing on the field, there's not a lot of good in that.
Taking the West a little bit further with Bruce Jenkins this morning. All right, against the West, Dodgers 10-8, Giants 8-9, Colorado 8-6, Arizona 8-7, and the Padres 5-9. Now, I bring it up because they will play 76 games against the West, so 19 against each team. And we've gotten about, 18, you know, sort of like a fifth pretty much done already. And nobody's putting anybody away.
Yeah, I think the Giants have, you know, if you're not going to be able to beat the West, what's going to happen against the real powerhouses of the league? But
yeah.
the schedule this month, which begins today, is pretty favorable for the Giants. They've got the Reds, Colorado at home. They got San Diego in there, more Colorado and Atlanta. You know, the scary ones being Toronto and the Cubs, but those are both at home. So, yeah, it should be a month where they can sort of straighten a few things out, ideally in their rotation. And, you know, as long as they keep guys healthy, you don't want panic to miss too many games. I think they're in pretty good shape for the immediate future.
All right. Which brings us a little bit to yesterday, just touching on it, you and I did on the pregame. What was your take on Kane yesterday? We know we sort of dissected Peavy the night before. What do you think about Kane?
Well, it's the same story. Every outing is kind of the same. He's throwing 92, 93. There's some bite on the breaking ball. He seems to have all the stuff, but he's not winning, and he makes terrible mistakes. I mean, you hit two guys with two strikes on each guy in the same inning, and then you get up a guy that's Conforto, who's just hitting everybody. Is it just a textbook hitter? And he burns him. It's just the same old pattern. It's hardly a case of, well, he's got forearm tightness, and well, maybe we'll sit him out. Next thing you know, he's on the shelf. His arm seems sound, but I guess he's still struggling a little bit with that release point. You know, when you can't put a guy away with two strikes, and not only that, you hit the guy. That's a little bit of concerning. And you know, they're sticking with Peavy and Kane, but I guarantee you, they're not happy with what's going on, and they're trying to, you know, see if there's anything in the minor leagues that might work around midseason.
Well, that's sort of what Bochy said. You know, we have confidence in them that they will somehow put it together. And the other part of that sentence was, there's no one better right now,
yeah,
so you got to
yeah.
save them. That's the story about baseball. You know, if you put a pinch hitter in, that's going to be better than the hitter you got. You bring a reliever in, it's better than the pitcher you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the deciding factor in everything you do in baseball, and I think that's the important thing. But you can't go another month, I would think, of this kind of pitching, because as you say, there are games you have to win.
Mm-hmm.
You must win the San Diego games. You must win the Reds games. You better start winning at home. And if your big three are kind of doing their job and the other two aren't, you can't deal with it after. I'd say May is the deciding point for me. I think
They're definitely going to go another month because that's the way they operate. They're very loyal and they're very patient, but also they don't have a kid in the minors who's just like, you know, when Noah Syndergaard was on the fringe of making the big league, they couldn't wait to bring him up. But it is a month where the schedule is pretty favorable, and there's a fair chunk of home games, and that's a golden opportunity for these guys to get right. It's not like, well, they're going to Wrigley Field and Washington, you know, and they could get crushed. So it's favorable in that regard. If they're still struggling after the end of May, there's not much excuse they can make.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's funny, you're right. Being at home is a big difference. Did you see the slide at second base yesterday that eventually was ruled legal, but actually they did a review of it? I don't know if you got to see it.
You know, I didn't. I went over to watch Cal baseball yesterday and hung around the East Bay afterward and got home so late I just crashed. So I haven't caught up to the highlights. I'm off to the Warriors game here, but I will. It's eventually this afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, it was one of those that if they ruled this was an illegal slide, they might as well just not play baseball.
What did he do exactly?
Well, I think it was Walker into second, and he went to the right side of the bag, and you know, right where Crawford was, but he held, you know, he sort of grabbed the bag with his hands and went a little bit past it. But
I'm sorry, are you talking about the Giants game?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking. There was another play that drew a lot of controversy. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I mean, you know, The strict interpretation of this rule is going to kill him. I mean, you have to. It's not like he did a Hal McRae and slid 5 feet wide of the bag or didn't even slide. I mean, you have to give guys a little bit of leeway on this stuff. Just as I think that there should be some leeway on the neighborhood play too.
And the
replays are going to kill it too. As every little thing is replayed, and it's 2 minutes later, and the pitcher's out there going, "What the hell?" And no, I totally agree. I think it's. It's causing a lot of problems already. We're only, you know, a few weeks into the season. I think I don't think they'll tweak it during the season, but I think definitely after the season, something will have to be adjusted there.
Yeah, if they said this was illegal, they might as well not have plays at second base. They might as well just.
Yeah, it's absurd. I mean, protecting the catcher on the on the so-called Buster Posey rule. That's one thing, and that's worked out really well, I think.
Bruce, you went.
This is different.
You went over to Cal Baseball, I think. Wasn't there a pitcher you wanted to see, Joe Demers?
Yeah, I did want to see him. He was the probably the best high school pitcher in the country, and he's a local kid. Went to school in Burlingame, and went over there to check him out. And I hadn't been to Cal Baseball in quite a while. It's really changed since I was there. The facilities are so much better. They even have a press box, which
really?
They didn't when I was covering the team for the Daily Cal and then doing the public address, like right behind home plate on a little thin little table. It's not a World Series looking press box, but it is a press box, and it was a delightful afternoon. Cal kind of nicked up Joe Demers a little bit. He pitched pretty well, had some bad breaks, but I just really enjoyed the caliber of Pac-12 baseball. So many guys who really look like ball players, look like they're going to be pros, maybe not big leagues, but you know, get into the minor leagues and keep their baseball dream alive. It had a lot of fun.
Yeah, they asked me to emcee the alumni dinner in honor of Jeff Kent, and the whole baseball team was there, and they brought him up one by one. They brought the pitching staff up. It looked like the front line of the L.A. Lakers or something. You know, I mean, I don't know who pitched yesterday, but they're all like 6'6".
Yeah, and you know, in combination with that, they've got these compact, you know, hitters like Cumberland, left-hand hitter. These guys, short stroke, a little bit like Conforto kind of guys on the team. It's really impressive. And my wife, they were looking at the retired numbers, and there aren't very many. My wife goes, well, where's Jeff Kent? And, well, they named the batting cages after Jeff Kent.
I love it. Very
yeah.
good. What about today? You know, who knows about the weather? And, you know, it's always dicey in baseball. Should they start it? You don't want to lose your pitcher in the third inning and all that kind of stuff. It's raining all morning there, but everyone says they're probably going to try to get underway. But what about the matchup, Thor and Madison Bumgarner? How about that?
Well, I hope if they do get it, I hope it's continuous.
Yeah.
You know, where they don't call it after 45 minutes and then you wonder 2 hours later, oh, we can't bring these guys back, and then it's chaos for the bullpen. If they were to get it in continuously, oh, man, I mean, I can't wait to watch that on tape when I get back from the Warriors. I mean, Syndergaard, as of last week, he'd thrown just numerous pitches over 100 miles an hour, and no other starter in the bigs had even thrown one. And he's got like 17 or more than that. He's throwing like 95 mile an hour sliders and 91 mile an hour changeups. So this guy is Thor is what he is. It's Thor and Bum, for heaven's
really.
Sake.
And
fantastic contrast.
Yeah, I love the game, and I'm with you exactly your analysis. I say I don't want to see Vin Mazzaro in here for six innings today, you know, because that's probably what's going to happen if it rains like that. But Bumgarner's velocity is down. He's throwing, Bruce, the average is 90.5, down about 2 miles from last year. But he's a pitcher, and I kind of like what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't think it's any big concern. I you know, he had the flu or whatever you call it, the crud. You know, that thing can linger, and he's not the kind of guy that goes, well, yeah, I'm still not feeling good. I don't know if I want to go out there. He's the exact opposite of that. I really don't think he was feeling great for a few of those starts. And, you know, when the weather heats up and he perfects his delivery, you know, I think he's going to be the same old Bumgarner. There's certainly nothing wrong with his arm. Just one of those little oddities. But, you know, this is a big start for him. I mean, it's a very good team. It would mean a lot for the Giants to end the series on a good note against Syndergaard. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
All right. Have a great day at the Warriors, and look forward to seeing you and talking to you next weekend, Bruce. Thank you.
You bet, Marty. Thanks a lot.
All right. That is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Always a pleasure to have him on Sunday morning.